Philip Saint-Pierre, these are in character. Today's date is 03/12/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Honorio Rey. Rey spells R-E-Y. Honorio spells H-O-N-O-R-I-O. Date of birth is 09/30/1943. This is a 81-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Mr. Honorio has a history of insulin-dependent diabetes, low T, benign prostate hypertrophy, hypercholesterolemia. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? He states, since his last visit, he was seen while in Mexico for elevated glucose. He said he's not sure if he was in DKA, but his sugar was elevated and had to be treated, period. Says that all his medication was changed while in Mexico and is here to reestablish care so that his medication can be in accordance to what he received, comma, the version, our version of what he received in Mexico, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Blood pressure is 147/67. Pulse 62. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no peritoneal signs, periodness paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, periodness paragraphs, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, periodness paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve through 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is insulin dependent diabetes, number 2 is hypercholesterolemia, number 3 is low T, number 4 is benign prostate hypertrophy, number 5 is medication refill, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done to assess patient's organ system, considering he has high cholesterol and insulin-dependent diabetes. We would like to assess his organ systems, circulatory systems, also his prostate. Ultrasound revealed enlarged prostate without calcification. Some stenosis, but nothing of significance, period. Liver, kidneys are evaluated with no findings of concern, period. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. Also, testosterone levels were drawn, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows, and these match closely to what he received from Mexico. First medication, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, XR, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, insulin glargine, 100 units / mil pen. He will take 16 units QHS for 90 days. Next medication, testosterone 1% gel. Apply daily for 90 days. He will be applying 50 milligrams daily. It dispensed a total of 5 grams. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic in about 3 months for re-evaluation. He was advised that he will be called once the labs are available, and if there are any abnormality, we will discuss and address them, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the session.